Test, test, test. Test, test, test. All right, whenever you're ready.
This is the fourth open mics that Jeff and I are doing. We've promised for some time now to do an open mics on what we call the secularization of Classic 99. Remember, if you've listened to previous open mics, when they talk about KFUO, they're talking about two different radio stations. One is a Christian radio station, KFUO AM, and the other is Classic 99, KFUO FM, that has a pop classical music format and is, except for Easter and Christmas, a secular music radio station. Now, if you do listen during Christmas and Easter, you will hear some sacred programming there. But for the most part, throughout the rest of the year, and that's what you'd get from any other commercial music radio station, some sacred music around Christmas. And then like other commercial secular radio stations, Classic 99 is largely secular in its orientation for the rest of the year. We should say at the outset that everything we're going to share with you in the course of this open mics, we have shared both in writing and verbally and in many and various ways with the management at KFUO, with the executive director of the Board for Communication Services that oversees both radio stations, and with others in the management hierarchy of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Dating back to about 2002, we've been sharing these concerns in one form or another with people all the way up the chain of command, and especially as we got closer to the time when Issues Etc. was terminated, I was probably sharing these concerns on a weekly basis, if not a little less often, with KFUO management and with the executive director of the Board for Communication Services.
And some past and present members of the Board of Directors of the Synod and of the Board for Communication Services of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
So it's not like people can say, we didn't know any of this was happening. We didn't know the Classic 99 had become secularized.
Or when they hear this, that they're like, well, how come they never shared these concerns with us?
But when we say secularization of Classic 99, we don't just mean its programming. We also mean the way it's run, its goals, and the people who operate the radio station. I cited an example in a previous open mics that I thought was typical of the secularization of Classic 99. It has to do with their donor newsletter that they send out to what they call Circle of Friends. It's a group of donors that support Classic 99 and classical music and the arts in the St. Louis area. In the past, they used to send out two different versions of this newsletter to their donors called the libretto. One was overtly religious, sent to Lutheran donors, and the other was overtly secular. No religious references whatsoever in this newsletter that went out to their secular donors. The religious version of the libretto at the very front page said that Classic 99 is a ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. But the secular version of the libretto had no reference to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod or to any ministry that Classic 99 was allegedly carrying out. The religious version of this newsletter, the libretto, was full of references. Religious references, quotations from classical composers about God, articles written by listeners about the ministry of Classic 99. And the secular version of the libretto had no such articles, no such references. Now, this is typical of what we call the secularization of Classic 99. There are two different faces presented to those who listen to Classic 99. One, the religious donors, are told that Classic 99 is the ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It's carrying out proclamation of the gospel. But to the secular donors in the St. Louis area, Classic 99 presents a very different face, and that is of a secular, classical music station with no association with any church body, and certainly no explicit gospel content or sacred content or goals.
I always like to say the Sherlock Holmes hat analogy. There's two different bills on the hat, and one says LCMS, and one says the
Central West End
Arts Community. And so, well, who are we talking to? Oh, well, this is we're talking to Lutherans here or leaders in the Lutheran Church of Missouri saying, let me turn that hat around. Okay. And then we got our arts board together, turned that hat, the bill, towards the Central West End Arts Community, where there'll be no talk about Jesus or God or the gospel or ministry or anything like that.
This is where the rubber meets the road. There are those in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod who think it's not only prudent but wise to sell Classic 99, and their reasoning is simple, and I happen to agree with it 100%. Classic 99 doesn't do any ministry. It is a pop classical music station, and it is a secular music station. But in order to preserve and promote Classic 99, which you will remember is the top priority of KFUO management and of those who oversee KFUO, in order to preserve and promote Classic 99, it was necessary to present these two different faces. One to the church, oh yes, we're doing sacred music, this is a ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and the other to the Central West End arts community, which is, no, we're just your classical station, and don't worry about any association we may or may not have with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, if they let them know about that at all. And the strategy was to preserve and promote Classic 99 by presenting these two different faces. I actually asked KFUO management on several occasions, which is the real Classic 99? And I was always told both when I said, but the two are mutually exclusive. You are either a ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod broadcasting sacred music in some way furthering the proclamation of the gospel, or you are what you say you are to your secular donors, a secular pop classical music station, but you're not both. You're one or the other. Having worked at the organization for 9 years, and Jeff can speak better to this, his experience is longer, I very quickly came to the conclusion that the real Classic 99 isn't the one that presents itself as a ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The real Classic 99 is the one that they present to their secular donors, a secular classical music station, and that's it.
Up until about maybe a year and a half ago, there was one mention that it was owned and operated by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and that was like at midnight.
Yeah, one on-air mention.
And then the heat came down. People are starting to get a little more informed about the secularization of KFUO-FM, Classic 99. So now I think they do it four times a day. A little blurb, it's owned and operated by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
A lot of people are under the impression, Jeff, that because Classic 99 is owned and operated by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, that it's manned by Lutheran men and women, the management, the sales teams, and especially the on-air personalities, most certainly must be, at the very least, Christian people. But many just assume that the staff is largely active, member in good standing Lutherans.
The reality is that, and I'm talking about KFUO FM only management, not people that have responsibilities for both KFUO AM and FM, but KFUO FM only management, not one of the management team at KFUO-FM is an active member of a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregation. Not one full-time FM announcer is an active member of a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregation. So when you staff like that, you know, it's pretty easy to see how you can become secularized.
Yeah, it is. And especially when the management of Classic 99, at least in my experience over those years, and certainly Jeff can also speak to this, the management at Classic 99 expressed occasional disdain, or I might say at times hostility, toward the AM station that was broadcasting the gospel, toward the Lutheran employees of the AM station, and toward the whole general enterprise of having to be yoked with this Christian gospel station all the time that they believed was dragging them down or holding them back.
Well, a good example is a quote I heard on more than one occasion, and I heard through other people as well. One of the top announcers on KFUO-FM would refer to this KFUO-AM, the gospel station, as, quote, a waste of an air signal, end quote. And I brought this up to KFUO management, and the response was basically, deal with it. It's you know, consider the source, deal with it. There was no, hey, guys, let's don't forget, look at your paychecks.
Yeah,
see who's on there. You know, I mean, it was just deal with it.
One of the concerns that I shared among many others with the general manager of KFUO and with the executive director of the Board for Communication Services about the program director at Classic 99. And I had many and various concerns, some of which I won't mention here. One of them was concerns about his involvement in a pro-embryonic stem cell research board. He actually sits on the board of directors, or at least is listed among the members of the board of directors, for a organization called Hope Happens, which if you look at their website is in favor of embryonic stem cell research. And the program director of Classic 99 has actually, at least on one occasion, participated in fundraising efforts to support Hope Happens. When I expressed these concerns to the general manager of KFUO, to the executive director of the Board for Communication Services, I got no response, zero response. And I actually pointed out, you know, the official position of our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod on embryonic stem cell research is that we are against it. We believe that embryonic stem cell research is research that destroys human life. And we're on the record with convention resolutions saying so. So how is it that the program director of Classic 99, which is allegedly a ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, raises money for an organization that supports embryonic stem cell research and serves on its board? How is this? No response.
And that same organization that the program director served on the board for, here we are on the AM side working against Amendment 2, I think is what it was called.
Amendment 2,
Missouri, which was a pro-embryonic stem cell research bill. Here we are working against it. And that organization was working for the passage of Amendment 2 in Missouri.
Well, there's an interesting little story I should tell. One day I just happened to be walking through the basement of KFUO, which houses some of the production studios. And coming out of the FM production studio, I heard a very familiar sound. It was, in fact, the ads that were being run by Missourians for Stem Cell Cures, I think is what they were called. And we'd spend a lot of time on issues, et cetera, critiquing these ads because they were in favor of Amendment 2, in favor of embryonic stem cell research. And so I was a little curious, why am I hearing these ads, the sound of these ads coming out of the FM production studio? Well, I stuck my head in the studio to find an FM employee, the general manager of KFUO, and the program director of the AM station in there listening to these ads. One of them asked me, well, do you think that we could run these ads on Classic 99? I was completely befuddled by the question. I said, these are pro-embryonic stem cell ads. These are pro-Amendment 2 ads. I said, we've spent the better part of the last 2 months on issues, et cetera, critiquing these ads and demonstrating how embryonic stem cell research destroys human life. And I think I added, if you want to run them, you will have to answer to management at Synod why you're running what are essentially pro-choice ads on Classic 99 that is allegedly a ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Of course, they didn't run the ads in the end, but the very fact that they were contemplating running ads in favor of Amendment 2 on Classic 99 tells you a lot about the secularization of Classic 99. Prior to the convention in August of 2007, the LCMS convention, there was a big PR push to portray Classic 99 in the best possible light to the whole Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and to potential convention goers. And part of the promotional material that was sent out was a insert in the Reporter, which is a in-house publication for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that goes to every congregational officer in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregations and all professional church workers in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And the title of this insert in the Reporter was Worldwide KFUO Streaming the Sacred. And if you read the article, it's all about Classic 99. Now, when I first read this, I was a bit perplexed because I knew for a fact at the time that Classic 99 was not in the business of streaming the sacred. It was simply streaming on the internet classical music, which is not necessarily sacred. And in the case of Classic 99, most of the time wasn't. And yet, page after page of this Reporter insert, prepared, by the way, by the LCMS Board for Communication Services, portrayed Classic 99 as broadcasting the gospel, as furthering the proclamation of the gospel, article after article. One article even asked rhetorically, where is the gospel of Jesus Christ in all of this? That is in the content of Classic 99. And it answers rhetorically, it may be in the choral setting of the Agnus Dei. I don't think I ever heard the Agnus Dei on Classic 99, except for the one little show that they did called Joy, which was about sacred music. It says the gospel can be heard in the devotional program, by the way, produced by the Reverend Paul Devanteer. And it said the good news of God's forgiveness of sins for the sake of Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection can be heard in some of the great choral works, oratorios, cantatas, and anthems heard throughout the year. Now, I'll be honest with you, folks. When I read this, this just upset me. Because if anyone consistently listened to Classic 99, they did not hear the good news of God's forgiveness of sins for the sake of Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection. They heard classical music, and most of the time, pop classical music. Again, perhaps at Christmas or near Easter, you might hear some sacred music. But the programming, by and large, was not sacred, and the programming, by and large, the vast majority of it, had nothing to do with the good news of Jesus Christ. It was a secular, pop, classical music station.
I had a St. Louis area Lutheran pastor ask me once, how come they play such little, very little choral music on KFUO FM?
You mentioned this before.
And I said, I'll tell you why. Because the power is in the Word of God, not in the instrumentation, the fine trumpets and all the instruments that go along with it. But once you get clear English translation of some of this sacred music.
The Central West End supporters of the secular classical music station, Classic 99, might well put up with an occasional piece by Bach or Mendelssohn or something like that. But if you make it the regular fare, which this reporter insert seemed to indicate was the regular fare in the broadcast content of Classic 99, you're going to upset your Central West End donors.
Well, regarding this reporter insert, I would have loved to taken that up to the arts board for KFUO-FM and say, is this what you guys are raising money for?
In fact, I actually asked management at KFUO when this thing came out. I said, would you mind if I went and took this to the radio arts board and showed this, how you were presenting Classic 99 to the LCMS board? Do you mind if I do that? And I was told, you're not allowed to do that. And when I said, what is presented here in this reporter insert about Classic 99 is a lie, I was told, and I quote, yes, it is a lie, but it's a lie we need to tell to keep Classic 99 from being sold. My point here in this open mics is, it is the lie that will get Classic 99 sold. And it may get AM 850 KFUO sold as well.
You know, getting back to the whole sacred music issue, frequently directives were given to bump up or ramp up the sacred music when there were key Board for Communication Services meetings in St. Louis or Board of Directors meetings in St. Louis or KFUO Radio Committee's meetings in St. Louis. Directives were given to the on-air announcers who pick out the music to beef up the sacred music because these, you know, Lutheran honcho people are in town. You had brought up that the what would lead to the sale of KFUO FM would be this lie that's being perpetuated.
Well, we were told over and over again that Classic 99, although a secular classical music station, had to portray itself, at least to the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod and to its religious donors, as engaging in the broadcast of sacred music. We were told that we had to portray that religious face to religious donors. Otherwise, people would realize that Classic 99 is essentially not a ministry of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, but simply a radio station they happen to own that broadcasts classical music. It would call into question this myth that we have to own Classic 99 and the AM station to keep the AM station on the air. We called it the Siamese twin syndrome or the conjoined twin syndrome. This constant confusion and blurring of the two radio stations that we talked about in previous open mics. But make no mistake about it, this was not about preserving AM 850 KFUO, the gospel station. This was always and only about promoting and preserving Classic 99. There are rumors flying around that sooner or later, perhaps sooner, the powers that be at the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod will see the light and decide that it's time to sell Classic 99 or Classic 99 and AM 850 KFUO. I contend that the sale of AM 850 KFUO is completely unnecessary. I do believe Classic 99 should be sold. It doesn't do ministry, and there's no reason in the world why the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod needs to continue to own it, especially as its sale price continues to fall. But if both radio stations are sold, it will be because the management at KFUO and the Board for Communication Services and its executive director continued to perpetuate the myth that the AM station couldn't survive by itself and it needed Classic 99 in order to survive. In other words, the refusal to separate these conjoined twins, the refusal to make a distinction between the secular classical music station and the gospel station, AM 850 KFUO, if both radio stations are sold, that will be the reason both radio stations are sold and not just Classic 99.
Well, let's say you're a member of the Board of Directors of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, and your option is all or nothing. You either sell both radio stations or you keep both radio stations at the tune of what you've been funding, basically, I forget what the figure was, several million dollars since 2001. So it's an either or. Either keep both of them and you continue to have a financial drain, or you sell both of them because the AM could never survive on its own. And that's what they've been telling. That's the message they've been sending out. The AM could never make it on its own, which we both totally disagree with. But if you're not given this other option and you're told, well, we could hold on the AM, but we're going to keep, you know, spending $500,000 a year to fund this thing, which we don't have, then a board member, a reasonable board member, if that's all the information that they've given, all or nothings, keep both of them or sell both of them, are going to say, most likely, sell both of them.
Especially given the financial state of the Synod in general.
But it's kind of hard for KFUO management and the executive director of the Board for Communication Services now. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't need to sell the AM now. We could keep the AM because it's not worth that much money. I'd say right now it's not even worth, you know, maybe $750,000. I say even it's a daytime 5,000 watt AM station. Whereas the FM is worth probably $15 to $20 million, because it's a 100,000 watt middle of the dial FM stereo radio station.
By the way, probably down from closer to $35 million 5 or 10 years ago.
Well, that's the irony in all this. Tom Cook, the treasurer of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, attempted several years ago to sell KFUO FM. And I thought he had a good plan. He wanted to use that money, put in an endowment, use the interest off that to fund the AM side. So if you sell it for $35 million, the interest off that, let's say it's just 5% interest off that. You're talking what? You're talking $1.75 million in interest that you could fund the AM side, which is well exceeds the budget of the AM and would allow you to syndicate programs so that not only people in St. Louis, people throughout the country could tune into various programs produced by KFUO AM.
This was Tom's plan several years ago. Now, the management at KFUO and the Board for Communication Services rallied the troops and for a time got a moratorium on the discussion of the sale of Classic 99. The point being here that even now, with a reduced sale price, the sale price of Classic 99 could help fund in perpetuity AM850 KFUO, the gospel station. So there's no need to sell both radio stations. But if all the board of directors is looking at is the option, well, it's an all or none prospect. They either fall together or stand together. We either keep both or we sell both. If those are the only two options that they're given, who could blame them for saying, well, we should sell both, but it is unnecessary. But if that happens, it is totally due to the all or none myth, the conjoined twins, the constant blurring of what happens on the AM station with gospel proclamation and what happened on Classic 99 with secular pop classical music broadcasts.
You know, I know hindsight's 20/20, but had the board of directors gone ahead with Tom Cook to the treasurer of the Synod's plan several years ago, I mean, conservative estimates, because the value of terrestrial radio stations is dropping precipitously because of internet radio, because of satellite radio and the new technology, new media out there. The value of owning a radio station license is not what it was. It's day by day, it's the price is going down. But I mean, a conservative estimate, probably if they had sold it when he said, probably could have garnered $10 million extra dollars to the Synod than if they were to sell KFUO FM today.
Jeff, let's talk a little bit about this kind of mystical appeal that Classic 99 seems to have with some of the powers that be in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Wholly apart from whether or not it claims to be a ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod or to broadcast sacred music, there's this mindset among some in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that classical music, because it's highbrow culture and not lowbrow culture, somehow is closer to the proclamation of the gospel than if they were playing, say, country music. Because it's high culture, somehow it's closer to the gospel. And we always argued when we were at KFUO, classical music itself is, sure, it's high culture, but it's no closer to the proclamation of the gospel than country music or rock and roll or 80s metal. It's music. In order for it to be gospel, sacred music, it has to have explicit gospel content, not just roots in Christian culture, not just, this composer happened to be a Christian, but he wrote this opera, and we're going to play this opera, which has no gospel content, but somehow because the composer is a Christian, that's somehow getting the Christian message out there to people who enjoy classical music. I never bought this argument. But for some reason, it's the argument that has held sway. But somehow, high culture classical music is tantamount to proclaiming the gospel.
The test for Lutheran Orthodoxy, my friends, is not a love of classical music.
Or Bach, or Mendelssohn, or any of the great religious composers. If Classic 99 isn't secularized, as we contend, and it is what it has claimed to be to the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, a ministry of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, broadcasting the gospel, sacred music. If it is that, give me three names. All I ask for is three. Of listeners to Classic 99 in St. Louis or on the web who have been brought to a Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod congregation by listening to Classic 99. Not listening to KFUO, where the confusion is made between the AM station and the FM station, but listening to Classic 99. Three names is all I ask for. If it really is a ministry of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. Classic 99 claims to be a ministry of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. In fact, it isn't. It is a secular radio station owned and operated by the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. And there's a huge difference between those two. If it were a ministry, it would be proclaiming the gospel. If it were a ministry, it would not portray itself with a purely secular face to its secular donors. If it were a ministry, it would be completely open with its secular donors, whoever they may be, saying, yes, we're here to proclaim the gospel and we do it through classical music. If you like our classical music, great. It wouldn't feel the need to portray itself in a secular way to its secular donors and in a religious way to its religious donors. Coming back to that libretto, which libretto really tells you what Classic 99 is all about? The one they send to their Central West End donors in the arts community that has no religious reference, or the one that they send to the religious donors that is full of references to the gospel and other religious matters? The real Classic 99 is the secular one. And KFUO management knows this. So do present and past members of the Board for Communication Services and the executive director of the Board for Communication Services and others among the powers that be in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. They not only know it now, they've known it for years.
I think what we see with KFUO FM Classic 99 is a case study. A lot of people find out and they say, how did this entity or this organization or other organizations in the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod become so secularized? How did we get to this point?
How did we get to the point where a quote-unquote ministry of the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod is manned by people who, few of them are Christians. There are some Christians there. But the majority of them have no religious affiliation whatsoever. How did it come to be that those who are on a day-to-day basis operating this radio station are engaged in a thoroughly secular enterprise, who view their association with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod as purely owner and operator, not as a ministry of that Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? How did we get to this point?
I think the answer is, we've talked in previous open mics, when money and image are your top priorities. They become your gods, basically. So you water down the sacred content. You limit virtually very little choral in English that people actually understand. Again, the power being in the Word of God. You see how when something affiliated with the church, an outreach like this, when the focus is taken off of the message of Jesus Christ, perfect life, death, and resurrection for sinners, and that proclamation, and instead is replaced with money and our public image, you see how an entity like KFUO-FM can easily become secularized.
And the saddest part of this story is not only that Classic 99 has been thoroughly secularized. The saddest part of the story is that those who could have stopped it and who heard our warnings about it knew about it and did nothing, and to this day have done nothing. And perhaps the saddest ending to this story would be the sale of both radio stations rather than just this radio station that really does need to be sold, and that's Classic 99. Here's the way I look at it. Simple radio question that you got to ask yourself every time you get behind the microphone. Who is Classic 99 programming to? They are programming to the arts community. For me, the logic here is pretty simple. If it isn't proclaiming the gospel on a regular basis, consistently, boldly, without apology, not making an attempt to hide its association with the church or with the gospel message, if it isn't doing that, it isn't a ministry. It may be a business. It may be an investment. It may be a great image booster for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in the St. Louis market, but it isn't a ministry. Given the financial realities in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and the church in general, I think the question is very simple. Why is the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod owning and operating a secular classical music station, especially when the sale price of that station could help to a great extent support the genuine gospel outreach of AM 850 KFUO? You got anything else?
No, what are we going to talk about next, open mics?
What are we going to talk about next, open mics?
The LCMS Foundation, the gang that couldn't shoot straight.
Jeff, I hardly even feel such an open mics is necessary, given the fact that their track record in raising money, not only for KFUO, but also for LCMS missions and other entities, is kind of proving our point. All you got to do is look at how things are falling apart there. But we'll go ahead and do it. Next open mics, we will be talking about the LCMS Foundation, the fundraising arm of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.